This is Ozarks at Large for April 19th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
Support for KUAF is provided by contributing listeners and by Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring transportation, public, and private trucking firms, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news or for more information.
Later on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com discusses a problem for the plan to deepen parts of the Arkansas River and why good news for the local trucking industry may be good news for the economy. And we get a preview of the Arkansas Spring Riders Festival that begins tomorrow in Fayetteville.
First, these items of note. Governor Mike Beebe isn't mentioning specific companies, but he says two potential Chinese investors might be close to coming to the state. The governor met with reporters yesterday for the first time since coming back from a trip to China. He says his 12-day trip was successful and that a timber-related business is interested in southern Arkansas. And he says another Chinese company is retail-related and has interest in northwest Arkansas.
One of them is a very small initial investment that's just a foot in the water presence. The other one is a little bit bigger that's more capital intensive in terms of its investment. One that's not very far along is one I'm really excited about in terms of the scope.
The governor says there is no timetable yet for the possible investors. He says he also may be going to France this summer on more state business. He says the French have shown an interest in Arkansas's agriculture and they would be paying for his visit.
Also, at yesterday's press conference, the governor told reporters he thinks the Arkansas Lottery Commission's controversial contract with its largest vendor is legal. Beth McAvoy has this report from Little Rock.
Beebe's staff attorney reviewed the contract with Scientific Games and found it legal, but Beebe says it doesn't make it right. The Lottery Commission approved the contract last week, despite the vendor having received, so far, $7 million more than was originally agreed upon, when former director Ernie Pasolet changed the contract without proper approval. Beebe says the Oversight Committee and the Lottery Commission may have given the former director too much leeway in an effort to get the state's scholarship lottery up and running. He said although there may be no legal grounds for the state, negotiations are the next option.
I hope the vendor will have enough sense to make modifications that are more favorable to our scholarships and more favorable to the state. That has to be obviously a voluntary thing, but you'd think the vendor who has national reputation would be interested in trying to accommodate.
Beebe says he has a meeting scheduled with Lottery Commission Chair Diane Lamberth to discuss the contract. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
Time magazine is including Alice Walton on its latest edition of the 100 Most Influential People in the World. The founder of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville was cited for creating a smart and aggressive art collection in a small town that the magazine says is destined to become a big art world destination.
The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing new regulations designed to reduce the amount of natural gas that leaks into the air around natural gas drilling sites. The EPA says the regulations announced yesterday will reduce smog-forming chemicals without slowing gas production. Catherine Beninati with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality says the full regulation will take effect in January 2015.
Right now, they're allowed to vent their gas, and by January 1st of 2015, they'll have to have a mechanism in place that will keep that gas from leaking, and that's called green completion.
She says the ADEQ is currently going over the full regulation to see if there will be any additional requirements on state gas producers. Beninati says 80% of the state's gas wells are operated by Southwestern Energy and that they already use the required green completion technology on their gas rigs.
Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor says he's backing a measure that supporters say would keep the United States Postal Service from financial ruin. The Democrat told reporters yesterday he likes the 21st Century Postal Service Act because it would freeze plans to close dozens of post offices in Arkansas.
Unfortunately, one of the problems that we're facing in our state is most of the areas where they're saying post offices should close, 186 post offices total. Most of those areas don't have great internet access. And sometimes when you listen to the Postal Service, they're just saying, well, you know, people can go online. Well, for a lot of places in Arkansas, that's just not possible.
Senator Pryor says the postal reform bill would allow employee buyouts. It would restructure the agency's pension plan and allow a move to a five-day-a-week delivery schedule after 2 years of trying other cost-cutting measures.
The Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau is hosting a tourism awards banquet tonight that will also serve as the opening of the movie lounge on Rogers Avenue. The business is a high-end movie house that will also serve food and drink. The awards being handed out for the first time are called the GRITS, standing for Giving Recognition in Tourism.
The Arkansas Razorback men's tennis team will open play in the SEC tournament tonight against Mississippi. Arkansas is 14-12 on the season and is the 12th seed in the tournament that is being played in Starkville, Mississippi. And the SEC women's golf tournament begins tomorrow at the Blessing Golf Course in Fayetteville and will last through Sunday. A practice round for the teams is scheduled for today at the course.